This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton says Governor J.B. Pritzker should be in the running for vice president. According to the Sun-Times, Kamala Harris's campaign is gauging Pritzker's interest for the number two spot on the presidential ticket. Lieutenant Governor Stratton says she doesn't know any details about Harris's consideration, but
I certainly think he should be. I think he'd be great.
Stratton says Pritzker's focus has always been on serving the state.
And honestly, beating Donald Trump is probably the best thing that he can do for the people of Illinois. I know that every decision he makes, it's kind of done with the future of Illinoisans in mind, and he'll continue to do that.
Stratton was tight-lipped on what his candidacy means for her, saying she's focused on electing Harris. The Civic Federation is voicing concern over Chicago Public Schools' budget. The Board of Education will vote on it later today. Joe Ferguson is the head of the Fiscal Watchdog Group. He's taking the school district to task for not including the cost of the teacher's contract, which will likely be agreed upon this fall.
From a super hyper technical perspective, the numbers on one side meet the numbers on the other side. But in point of fact, there's a lot of fuzziness in here that requires a great deal more detail.
The budget also does not include a pension payment that the city is demanding. CPS plans to spend nearly $10 billion in the coming year. District officials say they cut $500 million worth of expenses to balance the budget. A Washington, D.C.-based think tank is out this morning with a report on crime trends in Chicago and 38 other cities. The Council on Criminal Justice looked at a dozen violent and property crime rates. It says nationwide, all but shoplifting dropped during the year's first 6 months compared to the first half of the last year. But Council Director Adam Gelb says all eyes are on Chicago.
You got the Democratic National Convention coming there in a few weeks, and a situation where a few years ago, former President Trump talked about sending the National Guard to combat crime in the city.
The report says violent crime nationwide generally has returned to pre-pandemic levels. In Chicago, homicides are down about 8% from last year, but the city's murder rate, despite trending down for 3 years, remains higher than 2019. One Chicago nonprofit is prepping for the Democratic National Convention coming to town next month by plucking flowers. Southside Blooms, an Englewood flower shop, will be decorating convention space. The store is a community-centered, farm-to-vase floral shop that employs youth, particularly those affected by gun violence. Co-owner Hannah Blackwell says she couldn't be happier to show off her employees.
Gives extra hours for our youth, it gives some extra on-site experience, and it really allows their creativity to shine in front of some really prominent figures in our nation, which is very, very exciting for us.
Blackwell says large-scale floral art installations will adorn stairs and the ceiling. Some other things you should know today. The U.S. Secret Service plans to release details today on security for next month's Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Chicago field officers and their public safety partners are expected to release a comprehensive public safety map and other security measures. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson are scheduled to be at this morning's briefing. Domestic violence deaths in Illinois spiked by 110% last year. That's according to a report by the Illinois Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Executive Director Vicki Smith says the findings were released earlier than usual, given their alarming conclusion. Advocates hope the report will push state lawmakers to pass Karina's bill this fall. The measure would require judges to order the confiscation of guns from people accused of domestic violence. Today's weather will be sunny with a high in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, we're expecting sunny weather again, and for the high to reach the 80s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.